Dit to do and welcome into More Important Issues. It is Wednesday, May 27th. Just spring is done. Not spring, I guess. We still got a while till summer, but
it's feeling more like summer.
Yeah, and it's definitely abnormal with all the, you know, everything going on with the COVID players. I guess they'd probably not be back to campus yet since the semester ended. They will be making their way back to campus though here soon. I'm ready to get the real football talk started. Everything's pretty much been speculation lately. I guess you really won't get talks really started till fall camp when the practices started and media can get in there. But regardless, I'm ready to start. I guess knowing what's gonna happen, have a better idea of what's gonna happen.
I'm ready for rumors to start flowing, and then I'm ready to talk myself into a 11-win season.
I know, I'm at like 8 or 9 wins. I can't wait to start talking about the about Atlanta and a trip to the SEC championship game. It'll be fun. I'm ready to get there. Before we do get into the show, I want make sure that everybody knows, or if you haven't seen it yet, we officially released our first Vol Tales. We did a little, a snippet, appetizer, if you will, with Billy Ratliff a couple weeks ago. Kind of been trying to get this idea rolling and going. Talked to several VFLs. We appreciate Chris Weathered, who did our first one last night, and we released it late last night into this morning. Appreciate him hopping on. It was great talking with him and talking about his experience with UT and learning a little bit about Chris from Knoxville.
Chris from Knoxville. Gotta love it.
Yeah. I can't.
Oh,
you're good.
I've been muted.
You're good. We've got another one coming up this weekend, so be looking out for that. I'm not gonna give you any names. I'm gonna make you wait.
Yeah, that's good. Gotta wait.
Okay. I was like, if Landon wants to, I guess he can. It's up to him. No. But I'm gonna make one though.
It's a good one.
It's gonna be a great one. I'm pumped for it. That'll be probably, you'll probably see that at the earliest Saturday night. There you go. Back. Don't know what just happened to the sound. But at the earliest Saturday night, at the latest Sunday morning. So be looking out for that. And then obviously you can find those on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. And then so just make sure you guys are checking those out. Those won't be live episodes. Those are recorded. But they'll be up there for your viewing pleasure. We're just trying to bring you guys some great content. Something new with not much sports going on. Other than, you know, Coach Doug's leading the charge.
Coach Doug's 6-0, baby.
Did you watch any of the game last night?
I did. I watched the whole thing.
I appreciate his drive to humiliate people on NCAA. But as a Tennessee fan, you can't be throwing the ball up 5 with 3 seconds left. Just run the clock out. Just kneel that bad boy. Victory formation is the best formation in football.
Yeah, with Coach Doug's, it's never over until it's finally 0. And yeah, if you're a Tennessee fan, that doesn't really matter either.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, I didn't, as a Tennessee fan, I was like, I've been here before. Mm-hmm. But just like the Florida game, I was like, I've been here before. I would like to not experience this again on a video game.
Yeah, it'd be great.
And we're going to talk about how, we're going to talk about that later, how the video games got a bunch of people all hot and bothered.
Some people in their feels.
I know. Imagine getting mad over a video game. I would never.
Yeah.
I've never gotten that mad over a video game.
Imagine getting mad over a video game that you're not playing.
Yeah, that would be really bad, actually. I've actually never done that. Yeah. That's actually real. I've never done that. We do have a fun show, great show for you guys. We're talking about, I know it's not quite fall football camp, but we're going to talk about some things to kind of look out for, expect as fall camp approaches. Athletes are turning back to campus next week. Not next week, week after. Yep. 2 weeks from now. Then we're going to talk about some recruiting. The 2021 class is not done yet, and we've kind of talked about that the whole time. Yes, there's technically, what, 2 spots left?
One
spot left, but the 21 class is not done. You're going to see some guys move around, and the coaching staff isn't done going after guys. We're going to talk all about that. Coach Doug, 6-0.
6-0.
6-0. We're going to talk some more about that and who it's got all bothered.
Auburn tonight.
Do what now?
Auburn tonight.
Oh, yeah, that is tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sports are slowly returning. Trying to, I should say. Sports are trying to return. We're going to talk about some teams that are getting, or leagues and that are getting prepared, just like the SEC, getting prepared to bring stuff back. College football, talking about some college football headlines, and then we've got some segments for you all. Before we do that, make sure you listen closely because Landon's going to tell you guys about a chance to win a $25 gift card to one of our sponsors.
Yeah, so that's Hound Dogs. We're giving away a $25 gift certificate. We'll announce the winner later on in the show, so stay tuned for that. If you want to win or want a chance to win, go on volunteerroadshow.com right now, or you can do it later on, but do right now if you want to be in the drawing tonight. And create an account, create a profile. It gets you access to all our free, all our articles, shows, everything like that. So go do that. A lot of good stuff in there, especially with our new Vol Tales. Get you access to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So go do that. Go check out our sponsors, Bet Now, Tennessee Tap House, Hound Dogs, and Commercial Bank. Guys, Commercial Bank is your neighborhood bank, and they're a leading financial institution with the services, capabilities, and resources of regional and national banks. Whether it's purchasing a home, saving for your child's future, or planning your next vacation, Commercial Bank is with you every step of the way to navigate life's big decisions, life made better. Visit cbtn.com to learn more and find a branch near you. Guys, go check out the official bank of More Important Issues, Commercial Bank.
Yeah, do it, guys. Do it. Head on to volunteerroadshow.com. Make that account so you got that access, and yeah, so make sure you do all that. Guys, appreciate several people in the a couple people in the YouTube already mentioned they watch the Vol Tales. Appreciate that. Give us feedback too. Message us on Twitter, Facebook, whatever's easiest for you. Let us know kind of what you think, what you'd like to see, and we'll definitely try to do it. I can't make any promises. Some of you guys might have some wild
good thing about having our own show. We can kind of do
what we exactly. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. Yeah, if you want to see anything else, let us know, and we'll see what we can do. We appreciate you guys listening. That's what makes it possible.
Share, comment. We'll get to some questions later on, so if you want to start dropping those in there, we'll get to those later on in the show, so do that.
Yep. Let's get right into it with the biggest stories for fall camp. Fall camp's a little over 2 months out, or I guess not quite right at 2 months out, I guess. And biggest story's got to be quarterback, right?
Yeah, my first one is Harrison Bailey ready to compete?
I think everybody would agree that Harrison Bailey lost a lot of time, precious time, with spring practice. I mean, I think, like I've always said from the beginning, the good news is the one that matters isn't spring practice. It's fall. Like, if you had to pick one to take away, it would be obviously the spring practice, and you keep the fall camp. So he still got a chance to compete, and that's good. We've kind of been on, I don't know if I don't think your thoughts have changed because Sunday we went over projections. So I think we're still in the camp of JG's probably your starter against Western Carolina.
Yep.
For all of you guys who want to see Harrison Bailey, though, I think there's a chance, slim chance, Harrison Bailey could start at Oklahoma.
So we got Western Carolina first?
Is that who it is?
Or is it Charlotte?
Charlotte. Sorry. Charlotte. Oh, okay. Wait, I keep saying Western Carolina.
Okay, gotcha. Good. You threw me off. I was like, I've been saying it wrong for a while.
I think I started saying it because last night Chris Weathered was talking about them playing when he was in school. I think in 14 or 15 they played Western. I think that's what got me confused. You're right. Sorry, Charlotte. I think JG will start against Charlotte. I think you see Harrison Bailey, and I think there's I'm not saying it's a big possibility. I'm not saying it's likely. I just think there's a chance it could happen.
Yeah, I just think, it's obvious, Harrison Bailey the spotlight's going to be on him as soon as he's able to hit the practice field because he's the new incoming freshman quarterback. That's every incoming freshman quarterback. The spotlight is always on them. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to see, you talk about the most popular guy on each football team is the backup quarterback.
Always. QB2.
Yeah. Harrison Bailey, is he that good? I think, what else does he have to prove? I mean, he's obviously got to prove something in college, but high school-wise, you can't be any better than what you were. Playing in the highest classification in Georgia against some of the best players in the country, winning the state title in Georgia, and then you play a bunch of those ranked teams on ESPN, so the spotlight's been on the kid for a long time.
Right. Like you said, there's nothing left to prove when it comes to high school football. Unfortunately, when you talk about going to the next level,
it doesn't
always start at ground zero. I mean, that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. I'm not saying He should be given anything the day he walks onto campus. I think, you know, I mean, I've always said it too about JT Daniels. I don't want JT Daniels if we're promising him a starting position. Mm-hmm. If he wants to come in here and compete, sure, let him come. Like, I'll take anybody with that kind of talent. But I think Tennessee is going to be a big test for Harrison Bailey, because it is not only are, when you look at the program as a whole, it's not in a great position yet. Is it on its way? I think so. And then also the team is kind of in a rebuilding phase when you look, especially when you look at who's Harrison Bailey going to be throwing the football to. He's got a great offensive, what we suspect will be a great offensive line. That's a positive. Running backs, I don't think the running back situation, I think you have a lot of talent there, but it's not shored up.
Yep.
And then you talk about tight end, big question mark at tight end. I don't know how much immediate success Harrison Bailey, next year, I don't know if anybody could have immediate success with this offense. And that makes Oklahoma tough. I'm probably going to make Charlotte tougher than it should be. But
yeah. This is a lot of people hate on me because I said JG should be improved.
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's another year. And another year where he's not having to change an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and I mean, is he a great quarterback? Unfortunately not. Yeah. I'd love for anybody that played. I'm not rooting against the guy.
Yeah.
I'm not rooting against him. I think, like you mentioned, how he's changed offense coordinators every year. I think this year could be a big step for him. I was hoping it would be last year. I was hoping that year would be where you saw him make a really, you know, drastic improvement. Unfortunately, it wasn't. However, I think the quarterback he was week 10, far different than the quarterback he was week 1.
Oh, yeah.
I think he did make a drastic improvement in those weeks. Unfortunately, a lot of the errors he makes are very obvious and highlighted errors.
Yeah, and I feel like it's not the throws, it's not the offense. I think it's all mental.
I think a lot of it's mental, and a lot of it's I don't want to say football IQ because I don't. Yeah, you know, his football IQ is going to be higher than anybody that sits here and talks about it. But you have to question some of the things that's happening at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
I hate to bring it up, but dating back to the Alabama game, that call was obviously changed at the line of scrimmage. Why? And then there's calls that you can see are either being made or not made when you're talking about protections or other things like that. That you do have to wonder what he's seen. I guess football IQ. What's he doing pre-snap to make the offense better?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe. I don't know. I felt like we had different offenses with different quarterbacks, and I don't understand why yet. I'm curious as to why. It felt like when Brian Maurer was in the game, it was different than when JG was in the game.
Yeah. You're just talking like, not like there's obviously going to be different play calls because
style of play calls is right. What I mean. Why is it different?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows.
No.
So Harrison Bailey, obviously that's going to be highlighted come fall camp. My next one is Jeremy Banks back on the team.
Yeah, that's going to be a big point. And we actually, I noticed, I didn't talk about it last week because I'm glad I didn't, because now we get to talk about it. I saw a couple things pop up in the Twitter and YouTube chat talked about, I think tackle leaders maybe is when I really saw it. A lot of people thought Jeremy Banks' name might be on there. Thought that was interesting for a guy who may not even be on the team.
Yeah,
but if he's on the team, that adds a lot to that. I think you've talked about how you want to see Crouch move out to outside linebacker. That happens, I think, if Banks rejoins the team.
Yeah, I think that's a big for sure, possibility. Yeah. Like, because I think Crouch is, you know, going to be a guy that's one of your best 11. So you got to find a way. And maybe it's not Crouch. Maybe it's Jeremy Banks who goes to outside linebacker.
Yeah, maybe so.
But yeah, he was leading the team in interceptions before all that happened.
I mean, he's a good athlete. He's a guy that could kind of be that Crouch in terms of you talk about Crouch being in the backfield at Alabama, but also other times throughout the year. I mean, Jeremy Banks is a guy who – he's a running back. He came in as a running back. He runs the ball hard. He could be used in different phases of the game, not just on defense.
Yeah. And with him, you know, he's not on the team right now, but we're way over the scholarship limit. So that's another guy you have to account for and make room for.
Yep.
So it's definitely going to be interesting with who transfers. So that's kind of my next thing. Who does transfer? It's got to be some quarterbacks are probably gone. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be interesting because Brian Maurer, I feel like he really likes being at Tennessee. JT Shrout has a girlfriend on the softball team. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough to kind of weed those people out.
Yeah, I don't – you assume, like you said, you assume there's a quarterback that has to leave. I don't think there's an obvious candidate to leave right now. I would pick Shrout or Maurer, but like, I mean, there's things that seem to be keeping him around campus, so
yeah,
who knows? That's interesting. I didn't know that about Shrout. But yeah, that I don't know where you make up that scholarship room at. I feel like this is a good problem to have, rather than I think the last 2 years we were coming up just shy of our 85 scholarship
limit. Yep. Absolutely, and the running back is just as big. You're going to get people. Carlin Filsamee is back. You definitely got Eric Gray, Ty Chandler. You got Tim Jordan. And then you got T. Hodge. Laneith Whitehead's going to be in there as well. So you got a lot of guys there too. So mm-hmm. Who's going to be the kind of odd men left out?
Right. I think, yeah, you could see some transfers. Surely they get the kids hang around before the season's over, but with the way the world is nowadays, you could see him exiting just based on playing time before the season's over.
Yep.
So someone said JG took a beating last year with a better line. He should improve. While I don't disagree like that, I don't think this is a hot take. JG made his best throws while he was getting hit.
It's true. That one against
South Carolina.
Yeah, dude.
And Juwan got – I don't understand how that wasn't targeting. I feel like that was the very definition of targeting. Defenseless player, led with the crown of his helmet. I think he made forceful contact to the head or neck area. Do I need to go on SEC officials, or do you all know the rule?
What is targeting?
Surely you all know the rule by now.
What is targeting?
But no, I agree. Yeah, that makes it challenging. But I think JG made a lot of throws when he had less time to think.
Mm-hmm.
When it was just, I know I got to get there. I know where my target is that I have to hit. Release it because I've got pressure. But
well,
there's
time. I think in that South Carolina game, I'm pretty sure, like in the huddle, Juwan Jennings is like, throw it.
He tells him. He's
yeah, just throw it. Throw the ball.
Yeah.
I think toward the end of the year when they kind of simplified the offense and just was like, hey, we're going to read this side of the field.
I mean, that helps him too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of eliminating one side of the field. I thought that killed it. I thought that hurt us at times with Josh Dobbs. This is a different offense coordinator and a different coach. But yeah, I mean, there's some players, if you want to make them successful, you gotta, like you said, simplify it.
Yep. So my next one is, who are the other two starters at wide receiver? I know we talked about this. I think Josh Palmer is obviously going to be a starter. But who's after that? Is it, Ramel Keaton got a lot of playing time, Cedric Tillman. You add Velus Jones, D'Angelo Gibbs, Jalen Hyatt, Malachi Wideman, Jimmy Callaway, and then Brandon Johnson will be back.
Yeah, there's a lot of speed there. I think that's a great question. The thing about the way this coaching staff rotates wide receivers is you're going to see all of those guys probably get somewhat of an equal amount of playing time.
Yeah.
Now, Josh Palmer's probably going to get more than others. And then there's so much speed. I don't know who to kind of peg as that third guy because I think it's – I think it's Ramel Keaton and Josh Palmer day one. The third guy, I've got to imagine, because not that those guys are slow, they're not, but they don't have that outside speed beat you over top.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're probably looking for that. I know Malachi Wildman's got a ton of speed, and then Jalen Hyatt is, I feel like, the obvious choice when you're talking about speed. Both of those guys are freshmen. I don't know what the realistic possibility of them being day one starters is, but you can't coach speed. When those guys can get in behind safeties, it changes the game and opens up a ton of the secondary. I feel like it's – part of me says it's got to be one of them. The other part of me is like the freshmen that can't – they won't start day one.
Yeah, so I'm with you with Ramel Keaton's one of them. And then the other one, Velus Jones, he has some experience, it's some experience. It's not like he was a go-to guy at USC. He wasn't. And D'Angelo Gibbs is playing a whole new position than he played at Georgia.
Right.
So what does he look like? A lot of people think that D'Angelo Gibbs is that other one.
I think that's a possibility.
And he's a good athlete, so yeah. I mean that's and then you probably have Jalen Hyatt behind him because he looks like the most college ready freshman wide receiver.
Right.
Out of that group.
And I don't think he's gonna be the guys with speed, I don't think from the get-go are going to be asked to do a lot other than just run.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're going to be effective in that, they're going to have a quarterback that can get it there. Right now, I can't confidently tell you that we've got a quarterback on the roster that could do that. Confidently.
Yeah.
I haven't seen JG make those kind of throws. Harrison Bailey obviously has a great arm, but I just hesitate because, like we've said, he hasn't done it at the college level yet.
Yep.
That doesn't mean he can't. I'm not saying he can't. Trust me, every night I go to sleep and go, Harrison Bailey, please be good.
Amen. Amen. Did you end up watching the Grayson game?
I've not watched a Grayson game yet. Okay. I need to. Yeah, I need to
do that. That'll make you pray a couple of times, times a day.
Right. I actually just finished The Last Dance last night.
Okay.
So I didn't get to watch it, and then I finished it last night. I don't understand I hate to go on a rant here. I just don't understand the hate that people have. Like, they get mad about the style of the documentary, like how it jumps time on so much. I feel like that's, yes, it can be annoying, but I also feel like there was never a time I was like, why do we jump to that? I feel like there was always, they would get to a point and tell a backstory about it.
Yeah.
Get to a point and tell a backstory. It's always reasoning. Yeah. So I don't know. I enjoyed it. I mean, I'm not ESPN's biggest fan, but man, they do not miss on the documentaries.
No, no.
They don't. So
good for them. Do something right.
Right.
My next one is Cade Mays' eligibility.
Got to get him eligible, man. Not got to, I guess. It changes the trajectory of that offensive line if you've got someone like him. You expect great things out of this offensive line. I haven't listened to Brandon Kennedy / episode yet. Have you?
I have not, no.
Apparently, he may be graduating with 3 degrees by the time.
Wow.
Season's over? Yeah, pretty incredible.
Here for like what?
This will be his third year, and he was a graduate transfer from Alabama.
So this is like his sixth. This will be his sixth college season, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So
he's a
whole
man.
Yeah. So he'll be an anchor on that offensive line. He was, unfortunately, his first season here, got injured in the very pretty much first play. Was it the first play from scrimmage?
Was it the first play? Yeah, I guess it was.
I can't remember. It was early on.
That was
in the
a
game.
Terrible play.
Yeah. Early on in the game, regardless. But he'll be an anchor on that offensive line. He was a big part of that turnaround this season. And then you've got guys like Trey Smith. There are going to be question marks around Trey Smith in terms of how not only does he practice, but play week to week. I mean, there's just obvious questions that go into that. Hopefully, for the best, I hope his health's well and he can compete all season.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for the sake of the offensive line, but also his leadership. You have returners in Wanya Morris and Darnell Wright. It's a great offensive line. Cade Mays only adds to that. And he brings in experience too.
Yeah. And I think it's a good problem to have because you're not like, oh, we got to have Cade Mays
right.
It's going to be terrible. I think you have some guys that behind him that have some experience. Jerome Carvin, he's been working out with Trey Smith at D1 and stuff like that. So, and not saying no one else has been working out, but we've actually seen him work out a little bit. So, and he's played a lot of football since he's been here in his 2 years.
Yeah.
My next one is J.J. Peterson. Is he on campus? I think number one.
J.J. Peterson is on campus.
Okay.
Confirmed. You heard it here first.
And is he going to become a factor? This is make or break, I think, for J.J. Peterson. If you don't...
I mean, I agree to an extent it's make or break, but I also feel like it may be past the making it point.
That's true.
You get
I guess I'm holding on. I'm holding on that J.J. Peterson becomes something.
Well, and all the guys coming in, too, are young. They're freshmen. The guys that would move him out of the position, which gives him more hope. But at the same time, I can't imagine. How much better does he really get? Yeah, he got a lot of chances last year. It wasn't lack of chances.
Yeah.
So I just don't know how much he really improves. I think he probably, and maybe he starts at the beginning of the year. He won't start, but gets a significant playing time in the beginning of the year. But I can't imagine a world where he keeps that. I think he kind of fades to the back as the season goes along.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I if you're not playing now, I mean, it might be time to look elsewhere because this roster, the way we're recruiting right now, the roster is only going to get better.
Yeah, the roster has drastically improved lately and the depth's gotten better. Like I said, you're right. It's not technically past the make it break it point because he has the fall camp. But I just can't imagine. And maybe he just drastically improves. Maybe he does and makes it. But I feel like J.J. Peterson, it will not be very impactful, at least on the defensive side of the ball. Maybe he does stuff on special teams, but yep. I can't imagine on the defensive side of the ball.
Next one is J.G. actually 230 pounds?
There's not a chance in the world. And if he is, it's not. He's been spending a lot of time at Gus's Good Times Deli getting fed. He heard what 50 burgers was and thought
he should actually eat 50 burgers.
And I'm not saying he's fat, by the way. I'm sure people are like, it's muscle, Caleb. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if he is 230 pounds, it's not muscle, it's fat. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
There's
there's no way he's put on 30 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's insane. I mean, if he does, I'll bet that he wins a Heisman. How about that?
If he's put on 30 pounds of muscle, yeah. You're calling for Heisman?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Will any freshman get a starting spot? I think we kind of talked about that with mm-hmm. wide receiver. Other than that, I don't really see anywhere else besides quarterback and wide receiver anywhere else that could maybe.
I think there's a good chance you said quarterback Harrison Bailey started by the end of the year, mm-hmm. Or Oklahoma maybe. I don't know. I'm not trying to get your hopes up. I'm just saying. I don't know. I might be crazy. I'm sure people are calling me stupid. Whatever. But I just can't imagine. I know a lot of people are saying Jeremy Pruitt won't put his faith in anyone else. He's holding on to JG for some reason. And I'm not trying to be rude or mean, but I feel like the risk you're taking with Harrison Bailey is far better than the risk you were taking with Maurer or Shrout.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, he looks a lot more polished than when Maurer or Shrout came.
So I feel like I feel like any coach would be more willing to roll out Bailey than Maurer or Shrout.
Yep.
And I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I'm hoping. And then the defensive side of the ball, I feel like there could be someone.
Yeah, maybe at outside linebacker with Morgan Joseph or Tyler Barron.
Yeah, I feel like there's a chance.
Maybe Amari Thomas gets – I think – and I don't want to say, like, these freshmen, if we're saying they're not starting, will not have a role in this team. I think a lot of these freshmen will have some sort of role, mm-hmm. whether it's – you know, backup or special teams. But I think Amari Thomas, I don't think it's outside the realm of him, you know, being that too deep defensive tackle position.
Right. Right. No, I think there's going to be a lot of impactful freshmen, especially on the defensive. I'd say more freshmen will be impactful on the defensive side of the ball than the offensive side.
Yeah.
I definitely think that. I think you have a chance of a couple of edge rushers starting, but who knows. I think I like Jalen Hyatt to start just because of the speed. I don't know. Speed kills.
Speed kills. Can't go.
Remember that dude? The one dude got a complete star bump, didn't he? 40 spot bump because of his 100 that he ran for 247, probably.
Yeah. It was actually 42 yards.
Yeah, exactly. Who was that did that?
Or 38 yards.
38 yards. Yeah. Who was it that did that?
Some, I want to say like an Ole Miss or Mississippi State defensive back.
How do you measure yards wrong? On a football
field. That's what I'm saying. You start at a line and end at a line.
I thought I was running meters.
Yeah. He like started at like 43 and went through a line.
We got someone from Berlin, Germany on the YouTube chat. What's
hey,
up? Yeah.
What's up?
Awesome.
Germany.
That's cool.
You like, you know what football is? I think he's in the wrong chat. I think I have one more, and that's Baylen Buchanan. He comes back. Is he healthy, number one?
Hopefully.
And does he get his spot back at that star position, or is it Schamburgers?
I don't know if he – Schamburger improved throughout the year last year. I think later in the season you talked about guys like him and Warrior made some great plays and were very, you know, pivotal in that turnaround, especially for the defense. I feel like the way Baylen Buchanan was playing, you got to find a way to get him on the field. Especially with the way Pruitt likes a lot of defensive backs in the game. I think there's I don't know if he's a starter, but he gets on the field, I think, plenty if he's healthy.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think Sean Schamburger showed you enough that he is more than capable of holding down that star position. And Baylen Buchanan's been out for a long time.
Yeah.
So, yes. I mean, that's tough to come all the way back. And just like Jeremy Banks, I mean, he's basically been a whole year without football. That,
right.
That definitely takes a toll on your development. Now, have they been working out? I'm sure Baylen Buchanan has. Has Jeremy Banks been, you know,
yeah,
lifting, running, conditioning like he's part of the team?
Right. Right.
That's all we got. Do you have anything else for that?
I don't have anything else for fall camp. No. I'm sure we'll get into the talks of the season.
Yeah, the rumors and
Of the chances of the season coming back. I guess that's not technically fall camp headlines or anything, but I'm sure we'll get into that later in the episode with sports and college sports returning. I'm ready to go to recruiting, man.
Yeah. We have a question in the chat. Robert Faust said season ? With fans.
Okay, we can get let's get into it now.
Yeah, let's get it. I think you will see a season, number one. With fans, I don't know. I know we're going to talk about it later, but I'm liking what Iowa did.
Iowa State, right? So I've heard something similar for Tennessee, I'll tell you that. What I've heard right now is they're looking at the magic number is apparently 36,000 fans.
So how many season tickets do they usually sell?
I'll see if I can find it right now. I think if I remember correctly, we hit like our high, like Tennessee's high, a couple years ago, and it was like 78,000.
Oh, God.
Right. Now, I'm sure, does that include luxury seats, you know, things like that, the suites? I don't know.
Yep.
And I don't know what that means for the 36,000. Are they included in that? Will they operate the luxury boxes separately from, is that 36,000 in the bowl? I don't know.
My thing is, like, so you've already sold a certain amount of tickets already. If that's not in your amount, do you just give them their money back? Like, how does that work?
Okay, so this was...
Oh, so they sold 62,000 last year.
Last year.
What was your number?
36.
Wow.
That's the number I heard. Now, obviously, that's not final. That's not official. That is a number that I've heard has been tossed out.
Because Iowa State, they did...
The good news is it's roughly half their
capacity.
Now, like I said, Neyland's 36,000. That's obviously about 20,000 less than that capacity. I don't know, again, if that includes... That could be 36,000 in the bowl. It could be... I don't know if that includes media members or staff. From what I gathered, it was 36,000 fans in the stands.
Okay.
So, but my question was, is how do they police restrooms and concession stands? And I don't know. I feel like it's a big mess. I don't know how they're going to go about it. I'm interested to see any plans that have been laid out. Obviously, nothing's been made official. You would have probably heard it. It's going to be a fluid situation that they're talking about daily. Iowa State, I think, has 20,000 season ticket holders, I believe.
22.
So, obviously, they don't run into the same issue as Tennessee.
Yeah, so they have about 8,000 they need to sell.
If you're a season ticket holder at Tennessee, I'm not a salesman for the university, but if you want to be in the stands, maybe make sure that donation's a good one this year.
Yeah, dang it.
I don't know how the 100 handle it. I'm curious to see. That's been my question from the get-go. I don't know if after Shiano Sunday, if you want to piss off the common fan. So.
Yeah, don't do that. I mean, if you're gonna turn people away, I'd just as soon probably don't let anybody in.
Yeah, just that's say it's for safe. Yeah, say it's for safety. And
I mean, if you're able to get all the season ticket holders in there, which 62 would, I mean, that's a little bit more than half. But if you're getting around that, and a lot of people aren't gonna buy them because of this,
right? Yeah, I would say it drops this year. I agree.
So I think you can get around half probably with your season ticket holders this year.
Mm-hmm.
EA Collins said, love the show.
Hey, thanks, man. We appreciate you listening. I got a question on YouTube. It's about the 2021 recruiting class. It's our buddy from Germany. He asked what's going on. I will tell you this. We'll talk about it briefly. But if you want some more in-depth stuff, head on over to YouTube. We've got plenty of videos about all the recruiting that's going on. So if you want some more in-depth answers, yeah, dude, please listen. We would love that. But right now, Tennessee's ranked number 2 in the 2021 class. Gotten a ton of commits since... social distancing, quarantine, students left campus. Tennessee's just figured out. I think Tennessee has a great formula from all the articles written and all that. I think they already had a great formula for, I don't think they were planning for this to happen, but a great formula for recruiting when, you know, that doesn't require in-home visits all the time or getting guys on campus. They just build relationships, and that helps recruit their butt, helps them recruit their butts off. And that carried over into this when nobody could visit. So I think
they adapted.
I don't even think they really, I mean, yes, they adapted, but I don't think they, from what I've read, they didn't really have to. Like, they were already building those relationships. They were already intact, and then they just kind of kept that going. But yeah, they obviously have adapted better than
a lot of people.
And then the momentum's built when these kids start seeing their friends and their teammates, and even in high school, if you, I mean, you look at these guys talk, even their, the guys they play, they're talking to them too. And they're wanting to know what they think about the, where they're going to the next level and where they're playing. Because it's not like the NFL. These guys have a choice of where they want to go. Or for the most part, a choice of where they want to go. So I think it's just been a big momentum builder. And it's, you know, it's a, thanks to guys like Kamar Wilcoxon, who's tried to get guys in with him. And it's just been a big momentum builder. Gotten a lot of great talent. Still a ways to go if they want to have a top five class come December, February of next year, but it's been awesome, man. Please go check out those videos. Those are great. It's been a fun time to be a Vol, even in quarantine.
And in Germany. So let's get into the targets. So Tennessee is, you know, like we said earlier, 24, we have 24 commits right now. That leaves about one spot. But you're going to make those numbers work. You're going to keep recruiting. You know, one of Robert Nealon's maxims is put on more steam.
Just
keep doing that. Tennessee is in with a bunch of five stars, or not a, I wouldn't say a bunch, but with a couple five stars, and they're going to recruit them all the way up to signing day. And, you know, there's going to be some movement in this class, but you don't stop recruiting.
Right.
Just like if you're winning a football game, you don't stop playing.
Right.
That's what you don't do. So kind of the five stars they're in with is Marius Mims, the five star offensive tackle. Tony Grimes, the five star cornerback. Samel Munden, the five star linebacker. So you kind of look at what positions are of need right now, and I think quarterback is the big one. You have Alante Taylor, Bryce Thompson entering into their junior season, so they could potentially leave after this year.
Right.
So you want to find some guys that are able to replace them. They want to land a big five-star corner, or at least a guy that can come in and play right away. And Tony Grimes is obviously the top of that list. He's a five-star.
That dude's a freak.
And then
so much speed.
You have JUCO cornerback Dejon, I think that's how you say it. Dejon Warren, he's the number three JUCO player in the country. You have Tyrion Arnold, who's big buddies with Kamar Wilcoxon.
Yep.
You talked about that peer recruiting. That's the best kind of recruiting there is. Demarius McGee, Christian Charles, he's a guy that there's been some, I think VR2 had an article about him. He's the recruitment's kind of taken off. I think you got an Oklahoma offer recently, but played a lot of quarterback and wide receiver in high school. And, hey, look at what Tennessee has at cornerback right now. Alante Taylor was a high school quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Thompson was an athlete. He returned kicks and stuff like that. I think he might have played quarterback. I don't know that.
Bryce Thompson?
Yeah.
Not sure.
But Pruitt loves those guys that, you know, can play multiple positions. And then recruit them as DBs, get them over here. And so next I'd probably go offensive line. You have Marius Mims. You have some in-state prospects with Dietrich Pennington, William Parker, and then Diego Pounds is an out-of-state recruit that they'd like to get back on campus when everything opens back up. Defensive line, you go Peyton Page, Tyrion Ingram Dawkins, who we saw today dunk a basketball with ease. At 305 pounds. That's insane. I mean, that's like Elijah Griffin. Or not Elijah Griffin. Elijah Simmons. Yes.
Junkyard Dog. I actually meant to mention that during fall camp. Do we see him this year? Like, how much do we see him this year?
Oh, you can't miss him. You're definitely going to see him.
Fair. I want to see him get on the field. He obviously looks like a freak athlete, and he's a big kid. Sorry, yeah. I should say a freak athlete for a big kid. if you can dunk a basketball, period, you're pretty athletic. Yeah. If you can dunk a basketball at over 300 pounds, you're very athletic.
Absolutely.
So I want to see him on the field.
Then you got outside linebacker. I talked about Samuel Munden. Then you have the kid from Jonesboro, Dave Crockett, Prince Coley.
Yeah.
I'm all in on the David Crockett.
Are you?
Kid. I'm all in.
Okay. Any reason or just East Tennessee guy?
You're Jonesboro. I'm just Jonesboro, Tennessee, a four-star. You don't see that. So you got to take advantage on things like that. And Prince, that's a good name. I like that.
There you go.
I like that name. You have tight end Hudson Wolf. I don't know like what he's definitely was, you know, Tennessee's top pick, I think, at tight end. But you have kind of those guys that could fit that mold already in this class. You have a lot of them. So I don't know if that's a one maybe they kind of hold on to if they're able to get them. I don't know. Then you got some edge rushers, Trevali Price out of North Carolina, and then another North Carolina guy is Javari Ritzy. Just kind of the targets. Like you said, you only got one spot, but you have all these targets still.
Well, and we've talked about, because you know, everybody's got to mention, you're not going to hold on to all these guys. Yeah, we know. We know you're not going to hold on to them. Again, that's why you have targets. And if Tennessee wants to improve this recruiting class, like I mentioned a minute ago, which I would imagine they would want to, you're going to have to see some guys drop. Yeah. So I'm not saying all the guys that leave are going to be dropped, but you're gonna probably see that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And a lot of people were just like, oh, look at all the three stars. I mean, I pointed that 2014 class. Look at all the talent that was on that roster. And there's been some guys that, you know, Derek Barnett was a first-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. He's had a pretty decent career. Jalen Hurts, you know, I feel like he will have a decent career. But one of the biggest stars in that class that, you know, is having the best career in the NFL is Emmanuel Mosley right now.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think the only person behind him in that class was Aaron Medley, and he was a kicker.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
I mean,
don't look too much. I mean, it's about development. And I mean, I think we all assume Butch Jones was not the greatest at that and his staff, but I think Jeremy Pruitt kind of seems to be on the opposite spectrum of that. I'm not saying every three-star he gets is a diamond in the rough, but I think for the most part, you can kind of trust what he's doing.
Yeah.
In terms of getting those guys. I think he likes what he sees when he does it. It's not just because he needs a guy.
I mean, you look at Shy Tuttle and Kyle Phillips, you know, how they, that last season they were at Tennessee, how good of a season they had, and then they're undrafted free agents because of their lack of production in college, and they go and become big-time producers for the Jets and the Saints.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shy Tuttle almost killed Matt Ryan.
Did he end Matt Ryan's career? Is Matt Ryan done? I think you have to ask that.
Who do they think it's in consideration? Is Jameis with the Falcons?
Jameis is with the Saints now.
The Saints, that's right.
That meant to be my fail of the week. Did you see his latest workout?
With a
baseball, not even a baseball bat.
Just
like
swinging
a
stick.
A steel rod.
Yeah. Somebody was backing him. They're like, yeah, this is very similar. I'm like,
I feel like his trainer was like walking to the field like, we're going to use this and this today. I just picked it up off the street as he was walking into the facility. Whoever his trainer is needs to offer a full refund.
I would have loved if he like was swinging a crab leg.
What could be more beneficial in that than throwing an actual football?
Working on the core, man. It's all about the core. I don't get, like, swinging a golf club would be probably more.
I don't think any of those. I don't think swinging anything could relate to football.
Yeah, I'm just talking about core-wise, because, like, when I swing a baseball bat, I don't get that sore. But when I swing, like, golf clubs, like, I feel like I get hit by a truck. Now, I'm not good.
You might be doing something wrong.
Or do it enough where, like, I get used to the feeling, but yeah, it sounds like
you need to see a doctor.
Probably do. I'm actually going to see one soon.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. It's actually just a dentist appointment.
You're not a doctor, you're a dentist.
Is that the hangover?
Yeah. He's like, I let me see those. I'm a doctor. He's like, no, he's not. He's a dentist. He's a bartender on a cruise. Anything else for recruiting before we move on?
Matt McClellan goes to Texas Tech.
Saw that.
Don't have to worry about him destroying us.
I wonder how serious those talks were with Tennessee now. You got to wonder. Or is Eves returning? Was his careless whisper, was he whispering to us and telling us that it's all going to be okay, I'm returning to dunk on some fools?
I hope so.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Dougs. Dougs is 6-0. We mentioned at the beginning of the show, if this pisses you off, we're going to talk about it for 6.5 minutes. So just, you can turn it off. If you don't like it, turn us back on. Because we like it. We've had fun. I didn't watch the whole Georgia game. I watched the whole Florida game. That was exciting.
Drain the swamp, baby.
Drain the swamp. I was cheering at my phone. I was crying. I was, no, not again. I've had those Florida feelings before. Dougs is not a great play caller. He's wearing out the old HB wheel.
Yeah.
Shark wheel.
Hey, I mean, if it
ain't broken, don't fix it. Absolutely right. I love that he is reading the maxims at the beginning of the game now.
I do too. That's great.
I feel like we need to shotgun a beer before we leave here tonight.
That's what, like, dude, I wanted to tailgate so bad when y'all got here the other night we grilled hot dogs. I was like, dude, I need a shotgun of beer.
We did shotgun a beer.
It was terrible. I like cut my lip.
Oh, that's right. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, that was bad. That was not good.
Landon hadn't been practicing enough in the offseason. Spring practice got him really out of whack. And
yeah, it's been rough. Got a little rusty.
We got you, though. We're going to get ready for fall camp.
Yep.
We'll
be ready.
We are.
Let's talk about the Florida game. So they're up. We're up by 10. They score. They get the onside, which is unreal in a video game.
It had to be a glitch. I don't understand how they got it.
Yeah, I don't either. Then they score again. But hey, great return by JoJo Smalls. Then Burgerton cashes it in for the game-winning score. I love the quote, JoJo died for this.
Yeah, oh, that's I love it. I think he said it right as he got hurt against
Florida?
Was it Florida? I guess it was Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. On the kick return.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as, I guess we played like two games since then. I'm confused. Immediately JoJo died for this.
Yep. And he had a great performance, like 100 yards receiving, 60-something rushing yards, and then that 108-yard kickoff return.
So is it JoJo Smalls and Caleb Presley for Heisman? Like, are they both competing for Heisman right now?
It's got to be. Got to be. Yeah. I want a JoJo Smalls jersey. I really do.
I want a Caleb Presley jersey. A lot of people are upset about the number 16 getting used. I'm not, man. I think when you have a quarterback that has a chance of winning the Heisman, man, you put 16 on him and you rot it out.
So is Caleb Presley not the coach that wore like jerseys on the sideline?
He is. So he originally played football at North Carolina.
Okay.
He realized at one point he wasn't gonna play. Like, he was like, I don't have a chance of playing. So I was watching his video, his story the other day. Or a couple weeks ago. So he decided he wanted to study abroad and was like, I'm going to miss spring practice because I know I'm not going to play to study abroad. When he came back, he was like, I want to just have fun. The coach was like, you know, the team likes you. We want you to be around. We're going to give you a position. You're supervisor of morale. So
that was his position?
That was his position. Well, I don't think that was what the coach said, but like, he was like, we want you to be around the team and, you know, you'll pretty much be like a graduate assistant.
Oh, so he made his own title.
Made his own title, and he actually claimed an office. He said there was an open office, and he just started sitting in it, and eventually it became his in the facility. And then, he wore a jersey for different – it was NFL jerseys that were North Carolina players.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. And
that's still weird, but cool.
And then goes to Barstool at some point. And, I think he's even, like, the player on the game is from his hometown in North Carolina.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yes, it was that guy.
Okay.
Correct.
Cool. That's what I thought. I was like, dude, there can only be one Caleb Presley like that.
Yeah, so he's at Barstool now.
Okay.
He's the guy who did the Ponzi's whatever bowl game. He was the one on the field for that.
Oh.
That was trying to hand out the trophy. I think he's been arrested several times for some really dumb crap.
Hmm.
Like, he got arrested in the UConn? Was it UConn? Student section this year? I don't remember who it was.
Like,
They do those storm chaser videos, okay, and they go and storm the court.
Oh, is he one of them?
It's him and Roan, I think. I don't remember. Yeah. So
that's cool.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So, how do you claim just an off? Like, how do you get to the point, like, Because I've been around college coaches before, and they're just not people that you just, like, overstep boundaries.
See, I feel like, yeah, I feel like you have to have the right people. Yeah. Like, there had to be people in the coaching staff that, like, appreciated his humor. And then with the open office, I'm sure one day they walk by and he's like sitting with his feet up or something. They're like, what are you
doing? It was probably like a janitor's closet.
Probably.
He just like.
No, I bet he had the best office in there, but I was like overlooking the indoor facility and stuff. And they probably walked by like, what are you doing? He's like, this is my office. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And Supervisor morale.
Yeah. And then eventually like word of mouth spreads and it's like, have you guys seen Presley's new office? How do you get that?
Awesome.
Yeah. He got the biggest. He had the head coach's office.
Yeah, but it's like no one wants to tell the head coach that he claimed that. So everybody thinks that somebody just gave it to him.
Right.
But they're like, they don't want to like overstep their boundaries.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, it's definitely you got to really con your way into that position.
That's good.
It's pretty solid.
But JoJo Small, let's talk about JoJo Smalls because in the Swamp, you know, that was one of the best performances I've seen in a long time.
It's the best performance ever in the Swamp by a Tennessee player, right?
Travis Stevens was one of them. You got to remember Travis Stevens.
I don't disagree.
That was a good one. Josh Dobbs.
Josh Dobbs had a great performance in the Swamp. But
John Kelly.
He never won in the Swamp.
That's true. John Kelly had a great performance.
Never won in the
Swamp.
So
did we need to – did John Kelly need to get hurt for us to win that game?
Did we need to
sacrifice John Kelly?
Yes and no. Because that Butch Jones team was not going to beat Florida ever.
That's true.
Away.
True.
We got lucky to beat him in 16.
We should have beat him.
Yeah, we should have.
It's terrible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Terrible. Toledo, down 17-0 in the second quarter.
I didn't watch that game. Sorry.
And somebody lit a fire under their ass.
I know, man. It was that, wasn't it the fake punt? That turned the tables. Yeah, that's Toledo.
What computer, what AI is that doing Toledo, fake punts?
That Toledo coach got fired that day.
Sure.
He got left on the – well, it was an away game for Tennessee somehow.
Yeah, that was weird.
That home-and-home series.
They paid us
yeah.
to come there.
Yeah, exactly. You know the UCF beat Texas on the game during our Florida game, during the Tennessee Florida game.
So Texas A&M was like ranked number 3. They lost to Texas State.
I saw that. That was the Georgia game, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wild.
Love it.
So yeah, we scored 51 unanswered points. Got that 50 burger.
You love the 50 burgers.
Love it. The Georgia's come in. They came to Knoxville ranked number 21. We were number 24. Jumped out to a 21-6 lead, and then Coach Duggs had to go deep.
Had to.
But we led the whole time, and then Georgia got a little pissy.
I know, and then the end got interesting, man. You hate it. You don't want that. As a Tennessee fan, you just want to get comfortable and win and be all right. But are
you ever truly comfortable?
No. No. I've seen too many bad things.
Yeah. Georgia comes at us. They tweet the picture of them sacking Brian Maurer.
Brian
Maurer. Can he not catch a break? Like, Jesus Christ.
Mistyped, too, the first time. They had to delete it.
Yeah.
The original tweet was deleted because it said it left out. What was the tweet?
So, guess we'll just for our 2019 win.
They left out whatever the other. Whatever
somebody word they used. Tweeted the Kevin Malone off when he, like, doesn't speak. He speaks like a baby.
Right. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so over a video game, you're going to get mad and then tweet something out with terrible grammar just to become an even bigger laughing
stock. Yeah, why are you mad about a video game? I feel like if you're an opposing team, just let the team that's involved in the video game have fun.
Yeah.
Like, you just look stupid tweeting about it.
Right.
So just stay out of it.
Can't wait till Auburn does it again tonight. It'll be funny.
Or like, everyone gets mad at Tennessee. They're like, all you have is history. All you have is history. And then we're tweeting about a video game. It's like, and we know, like, I hope everyone's aware that every Tennessee fan realizes how silly this is, but it's fun. We have nothing else to do. It's fun.
Yeah.
But you all look stupid when it looks like you're trying to take it serious.
Yep.
NHL, man. NHL has a plan to come back before any other pro sports league. I feel like if anybody was going to get it right, NHL did. I feel like they have the best, for the most part, best rules, best refs, best league. I don't know. I feel like NHL gets it right more often than it misses.
They don't put up with anything. If there's beef, they just take off the gloves.
There you go. There is still some steps to get the NHL back. I don't think they know what cities they're going to have to. It's two cities now. But they don't know which two cities yet. Can't go to Canada.
Hopefully it's just Knoxville. They just play in the Ospreys facility.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah. They've improved that facility, but it won't be played in front of fans, and then they're still waiting on the NHL Players Association to agree to the terms. I think it's thought that they will, and then they're banking on whatever states they play in allowing pro sports to play. So there's still some steps to take, but they're ready. The NHL's ready. It'll be a 2014 playoff. Nashville made it, right?
I think they're a 6 seed.
They're 6 seed. And it's like the top 4 teams play like a round robin from each division, play like a round robin to seed themselves. I think while the other teams are playing series.
Okay.
I was reading about it today. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm glad they're doing it.
I'll watch it, though. I'm not a big hockey fan, but right now I'd gladly watch that.
Right.
I think this is a big step for, you know, other leagues trying to come back. You know, the NBA, they were right around where they're going to do playoffs, so do they do something like this?
Right.
MLB hadn't even started yet, so I don't even know what they're going to do.
Yeah, I don't see a world right now, since we're not going to be able to return to play at the earliest July 1st, a world where the MLB comes back.
It sucks.
Yep.
It really does suck.
Well, I guess, because how far could they push it back realistically? I guess if they're playing in one location, they pick a warmer, I guess December, they could go back to December.
Yeah, they could do that.
So, okay, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say they won't return. I guess we'll see. It's gonna be tougher than returning NHL or MLB or anything like that.
Yep.
NBA.
I think it landed in a good spot where they like didn't start everything and have to like disband their whole season from there. Like,
right.
There wasn't anything to be like unfair.
No one was gonna win the World Series, and now it's right. That's good.
But I think that's the one sport that like wouldn't be that bad without fans.
No, it's pretty much, I mean, they think about how many weekday games they play with hardly any fans anyways.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's my thing. I feel like that would be the first thing to come back.
Yeah.
Because
and NASCAR's already back. They've already had 2 races, I think, and they've got another one this week. I think golf returns next week, maybe 2 weeks from now. And they're going to slowly, like, they have a plan to already bring fans back. Golf does. Okay. So that you could see that pretty soon. They should be playing pretty soon.
I wish golf would do more of what they did with.
Yeah,
I don't know how that works. I'm not a big golf guy either. But
I mean, I hope you see guys like Phil and Tiger who are almost to retirement. I hope you see them do like you, because you can go on YouTube and find channels that do stuff like you watched on Sunday. But it's not as good when I have a lot of channels I follow and watch, but it's so much better when it's professional golfers who are at the level that Tiger and Phil are at, and you get to hear them talk and banter. So I'm hoping maybe we see more of that. I think right now Phil Mickelson is pushing to do one of those, the matches, at least once a year.
Okay.
So
that'd be cool.
And I'd like to see it with the match with Phil and Tiger was cool. I'd like to see it though, how they did it. One professional golfer and one professional sports player or famous person or whatever, that's not a professional golfer against a professional golfer and another famous person, whatever if they're a professional sports player or not, whatever. I like the format of that. I think it brought an element. I don't think you're ever going to get quite the matchup you got Sunday, where you have two guys who were rivals in the NFL and two guys who were rivals in the PGA. I don't think that was special.
Yeah.
Who in the NBA could you right now that would, or, you know, in the last team that could play golf that would agree to that? Because I feel like Tom and Peyton have a pretty special relationship when it comes to rivalries. They don't have a hatred for each other.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they don't face off against each other, really, so that helps.
Yeah, I'm wondering if somebody – I did see today where somebody was like Michael Jordan and Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, but would they? I don't think they'd agree to it.
They probably wouldn't.
And then there's probably not a PGA golfer that'd be like, yeah, I want to play in that match where they just – absolutely berate each other the whole time.
Yeah.
So that was special. It was cool. I loved it. And we're actually, that's going to tie into our Jumbotron actually. I think it's a great idea. I think it's great for the game of golf. Cause I think what a lot of people realize now after watching it is that's what golf really is. It's like, yes, it's about competing and trying to be good at the sport and just like any sport, but it's more so about building relationships and friendships and having a good time and cutting up and talking trash and doing all, like, you can't do that in, if I go play pickup basketball, you're not taught, you know, in golf, we hit a shot and then we walk or drive to our ball and cut up and about the previous shot. In basketball, you don't have that same. I mean, yes, you have the chance to banter and cut up, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
In softball, if you play adult league softball, it's not the same. Yes, mm-hmm. you have that chance to banter and cut up and have a good time, but it's not the same as golf. Golf's special in that regard, and I think a lot of people who don't play or watch golf kind of found that out on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was a lot of fun. College football headlines.
Yeah, so... You know, the Iowa State thing was big. They're letting the season ticket holders have a place. And they're also – so they're selling – I think their stadium holds right at 60,000. So they're wanting to get 30,000 people in there for games.
Yeah, I think it's good that someone like Iowa State, a Power 5 school, went public with it. I think a lot of schools are now looking – if they didn't have a plan in place, they've got – they're working on putting a plan in place and – I guess it's good that someone kind of took the lead on that.
Yeah. Hopefully Tennessee's next.
Right. Did you see where the Arkansas AD was pretty much like, I don't know his name. He pretty much told the parents, he's like, we expect an athlete to get it on camp like while they're here. Like, that's probably going to happen. We're prepared for that somewhat. Like, it's going to be a fluid situation. Just know that we're going to make the best decision. So, I mean, that's good that someone's been realistic about what's going to happen. Like, an athlete's probably going to get it. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
So... it's just going to be an issue to tackle, and if you want to live our, you know, if we want to live our lives and be as normal as possible, we've got to learn to adapt to the situation. The good news is that all the data pointing to points to it not being percentage wise shouldn't be too serious for the athlete. But again, you know, every case is different. Then you have to consider all the people who are involved in the program, not just the athlete. Right. To make the program happen, it takes a lot of people. So you got to decide kind of moving forward the best way to do that. Hopefully no one gets it. That would be the idea. That'd be the perfect world, but unfortunately it's not the way it is. So I think, yeah, it's good to see that an AD has addressed. I mean, I'm sure they've addressed it behind closed doors, but he pretty much addressed it publicly.
Yeah, that's big. I guess we're still at that phase where no one really knows.
No one knows. I think right now, since you've had so many people quarantined for a while, it's kind of, unfortunately, have seen a large amount of deaths. I'm not going to, you know, argue what we're doing right or wrong. But the fact of the matter is at some point, you have to decide if it's better to be locked inside and the other issues that come with that, or if we have to learn to adapt with what's going on in the world right now. Yep. So, and that's a decision that's being made by some. So.
Yep. Next headline, Oklahoma isn't going back until July 1st.
Yeah, so what happened to the voluntary thing that was, apparently they were opening their facilities like June 15th or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm loving it. Hey, don't go back until September. That's fine with me. I mean,
that's my question.
Oklahoma's just fueling me.
There's no way. Like,
dude, we're going to beat them.
If Lincoln Riley and Oklahoma are really this serious about it, they're not playing football this year. There's nothing that's significantly going to change unless it changes for the worse from here until September.
That's true, yeah.
Like, we're not going to have a vaccine. There's a great chance that we don't have anything that is a known cure. I just can't imagine things changing drastically for the better. As of right now, I don't think Oklahoma, if they go behind the beliefs and stuff that they've, you know, that Lincoln Riley said the whole time, I don't think they have a season.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what would change. I need to find this tweet. It was a tweet I saw that they were coming back like April.
Well, if they're so worried about an Oklahoma, where Tiger King and Joe Exotic
is. Yeah, they've got more to worry about there.
Yes. Maybe they can just come to Tennessee. We'll play two home and homes. Or we'll play just a home and another home.
Right, right. So, Oklahoma, okay. That's what it was. So, they're open for voluntary football workouts on July 1st.
Yeah.
What's going to change now until July 1st?
I have no clue.
What are you all doing? Are you, like, how? I want to know how you're getting more prepared in a month than what have you been doing for the last couple months? Just sitting on your ass hoping, waiting for the fairies to fix everything?
Fingers crossed.
Like, I don't get it. I don't know. And my question is, and this is a question you have to ask, is, you know, because Lincoln Riley's been big on, we're all about protecting our student athletes. This is the reality of the world, man. This is the reality of the world. You have to ask right now, are there student athletes? There's student athletes who are in worse situations in their own homes, in their own hometowns, than they would be in Norman, Oklahoma, with you all taking care of them. And are you okay with that?
Yep.
That's the reality of the world you live in. So it's not as black and white as you would like to make it out to be.
Sure. Yeah.
So what are you doing to protect those, not just those athletes either. You say you're all about their families too. What are you doing for their families right now?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're just trying to make a statement on Twitter to seem like this guy who cares about his athletes. What are you really doing to care for your athletes? That's what I want to know.
Ooh. Take that, Lincoln Riley.
Play
some freaking defense, too.
Play some defense while you're at it. But, yeah, I think everybody wants to act like, you know, the big, bad NCAA, which I'm not saying. You've heard me criticize the NCAA many times. But they want to act like the big, bad NCAA is bringing these athletes back. And, yeah, money's involved. But that's just also the reality of the situation. You also want the athletes to get paid. What if they were getting paid, would you be for them coming back? Is it all of a sudden better when there's a dollar sign attached to it?
Yeah, then you're the exact same as NCAA.
You're the NFL. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get Lincoln Riley. I think he's a moron. I think if you don't know what you're talking about, if you're not, you should probably just shut up. Have you seen what's going on with ASU? I don't know if you have any more college headlines.
I don't know.
So I don't know exactly what's going on with ASU. I was hoping maybe you had something better.
Sorry to disappoint you.
It's okay. I don't want to talk trash about my new team, but I guess I have to. So I guess the AD had some words to say about Philip Fulmer and Tennessee in 2017.
Oh, Anderson.
Huh?
Anderson.
And then apparently there's some sexual assault. This is what I don't know. I'm trying to clear up. Apparently mm-hmm. there's some sexual assault allegations now against him.
Yep.
And he no longer has a job.
Yep.
Yeah, when you come with the best, you best not miss. So Philip Fulmer knows where the bodies are buried. Anderson.
Hate to see it.
All I'm saying is I pick a new team and they start fixing the problems around the program. I don't know, man. ASU, college football national champions? I don't know.
I don't know where the national championship's at, but if it's in Tempe.
Then Vols by 100.
Yeah. 100. 100%.
That's fantastic.
Fan
static.
Don't come at Phil. What Phil is like the nicest guy.
Right.
Like he's somebody that, you know, you talk about guys that just cut up and stuff like that. Phil's a golf guy. I don't know if he actually plays golf, but he's a guy that you'd love to see on the course.
He used to be a big golf guy. I don't know if he still is.
He's definitely big. but yeah, don't come at him.
No, don't do it. Don't you dare. We got any more fan questions? Make sure you drop them in. I'm watching Twitter, YouTube, any on Facebook. Any other ones?
So one EA Collins says, does Gray start at running back? I'd say yes.
I think so. We kind of talked about it last week when we talked about some projections. I think with the way the season ended, I think you have to assume he's running back one. I think he starts, and I think he gets the bulk of the carries for the season. He just kind of seems to be that all-around back that we kind of need right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just so dynamic and gives you so much. And not saying you don't get anything from Ty Chandler and Tim Jordan, but he's just a different animal than those guys. You know, like you talked about speed, quickness, catching out of the backfield. You know, he can do it all.
Yep, he can. I like Eric Gray a lot. I'm excited to see what he does his sophomore year.
Yep.
Especially since he didn't get like a full freshman year to be the guy. I'm excited to see him kind of be the guy this year.
Playmaker.
Right. Let's jump into segments. Let's go with our Jumbotron first.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, I told Landon I wanted to do the people you wanted to golf with, I guess famous people, athletes, whoever it is. We watched the match, and I think that, like I said, it got a lot of people to be fans of golf. You saw how much fun it can be, especially with guys that are enjoyable, like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and Phil and Tiger, too. So, I'm doing the guys you'd like. I'll start. Peyton Manning is, like, the dream.
Yep.
Person to golf with. You know, obviously he is a funny dude. He's a good golfer, which makes it better. I would hate to golf, especially if it was like
serious.
Someone you like and they were a terrible golfer. That would be annoying to do. Like playing with Tom Brady. If I like Tom Brady. But it was, I think it'd be a lot of fun to golf with Peyton. It'd be a great day, obviously. And, I mean, Pat McAfee has a good golf story about Peyton Manning, so. Huh. It's more about Pat McAfee, but it's funny, and Peyton's involved, so we'll call it a good Peyton story.
Gotcha. Mine would be Shaq. My first one would be Shaq.
Okay.
Just because...
Is he golf?
I have no clue. Know? Okay. No clue.
I didn't know if you knew if he golfed.
I just, like, anything to do with, like, a celebrity or a former athlete or something like that, I would just love to hang out with Shaq for hours.
Right. You want to... Yeah. No, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
Definitely makes
I don't
sense.
Know, like, I probably wouldn't share a cart with him.
I don't think you could.
I think he needs his own cart.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible to share a cart with Shaq, but you could certainly try.
Yeah.
Certainly try.
He's just one of the best personalities in sports.
Oh, he's a great personality. Also, kind of gone the same style, big men. This isn't mine because I do kind of find him annoying, but Charles Barkley is hilarious.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know how funny he is. And then I have seen the videos of them, like, cutting up and having him and Shaq cutting up and having a good time on TNT. I think it's TNT. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, they definitely have some great personalities. Shaq, obviously, is hilarious.
That'd be funny to see them two go at one another. And I'm sure Charles is probably way better than Shaq.
Maybe, but he is terrible, too. Okay. So. I mean, I can't imagine someone as big as Shaq being able to, like, swing a golf club.
Yeah.
Well.
No.
Yeah. No. I don't know. My next one, going on The Last Dance, Michael Jordan. Do you know how awesome it would be to take money from Michael Jordan? So I wouldn't want to play until I got really good, but yeah, how much fun it would be to be like, Michael's like, all right, we're playing $50,000 for this hole. Got it. And then you win the hole.
What if you lose the hole?
I better have $50,000 to pay up. Because apparently this man always pays his debts. So
allegedly,
yeah, he wrote that $50,000 check. So
yeah,
I think it'd be a lot of fun. I mean, Michael.
I guess you don't have to worry about it bouncing.
I don't want to play with Michael because I feel like if I made a mistake, he would berate me.
Oh, he'd probably punch you like he did Steve Kerr.
But playing around with Michael and against Michael, I think would be a lot of fun. He'd be very disappointed when I showed up. He's like, "What are we betting today?" And I'm like, "A dollar a hole."
Yeah, you're up there in the front of the plane with Steve Kerr and all of them.
He does what he doesn't know is we're not only going to handicap the scores, we're going to handicap the bet amount too.
So okay.
He's playing like a grand a hole. I'm playing a dollar a hole.
Okay, so you get a grand if you win. He gets a dollar if
exactly.
He wins. Okay.
Well, he did sense. Say the prideful thing for him is like he just wants to take money from people. Like that's his thing. He's like, I want to take money out of your pocket. So maybe he wouldn't care the amount.
Maybe not. Maybe not. My next one is somebody who does swing a golf club and hard. I don't know if he's any good at golf, but he can hit it a long ways, and that's Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
I think it would just be fun. I think Patrick Mahomes is an okay guy. I don't really know him.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him, but he seems like...
Yeah, he seems fine, but I just would love to see how far he can hit a golf ball over and over and over again.
You'd want to see the best MLB players that are good at golf. Mm-hmm. I'd want to see how far they could hit the ball. I'm sure any MLB player, if given the right, you know, that enough time could hit the ball plenty far.
Is there like, a Mike Trout one somewhere?
Yes, video? There is at a Top Golf. Yeah,
dude, that's insane.
Yeah.
Because he'd probably be the one that in the MLB that could hit it the furthest.
Oh, I'm sure. I just want to see. Yeah, they need to figure out a way to kind of line them up and get them together and see what that. I think it'd be so much fun.
Yep.
Let's see, third one. I've kind of gone back and forth. I feel like I just need to go with like a golfer. This is a combined. Do you know who have you seen the Spring Break Boys? It's Jordan Spieth.
Yeah.
Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, and Smiley Kaufman.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go play Spring Break golf with them.
Okay.
It's a little bit more drinking than golf, but
it'd be fun.
It'd be so much fun.
My next one, and he's just kind of like my favorite athlete right now, for one of my favorite teams, and that's Christian McCaffrey. I don't know if he'd be any good at golf, but he seems to be good at pretty much everything he does. Right. So he'd probably be decent at golf, too.
And he's white. That helps.
Yep.
So you're naturally got a little bit of golf in you if you're white. I don't know if you guys knew that fact.
He's a good-looking dude, too.
Right? Yeah. No, that's tell us who you'd like to play golf with. I mean, like I said, that's a good thing about golf. You don't have to be great to enjoy your time on the course. If you are competitive, you're going to get frustrated. It's just kind of part of the deal.
Yeah, so, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Not for sure. But if you play golf enough and you play it with fun, you also need to play it with people you enjoy playing it with. Mm-hmm. It makes it more enjoyable. It makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, I don't know, like softball, I feel like if you play it a couple times, I feel like you get a little better at it each time. Mm-hmm. Golf is not like that.
No. You got to, it takes a lot of practice.
Yeah. It's rough. And there's so many aspects to it. You wouldn't think so. You think you just like, oh, I got a club, I'll just go hit it. No, you can't do that, apparently. No. It's frowned upon.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough game. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Play it with the right people, play it the right way, and it's way more enjoyable, I think, than most people give it credit for.
So. Yeah, if you start winning bets, I'll come play with you.
If I start winning bets?
Yeah, so you can pay for me to play.
Oh, no. I mean, I've won and lost my fair share of bets on the golf course. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I need to start playing for money more. It makes me play a little better, but not everybody likes to play like that, so.
Not me.
Stupidity. You like stupidities.
Stupidity. Oh, yeah. I mean, so Georgia was number one. I feel like that was kind of both of ours. Just like your verified account and you're firing back at another team. So make sure you spell everything out or make sure you even put a word in there that's supposed
that
to
would, be. That would help. That yep. would help a lot. Would help a lot.
My next one is Andy Sellers. He's on WNML. And he said, I think the whole Coach Dougs thing is an embarrassment, and Tennessee fans, as well as the university, shouldn't promote or encourage it. I think that's a dumb take. Like that, it does nothing but help your program. It's. I think we talked about this last week. It was just, it's just more exposure. You know, we're one of the hottest teams, or probably the hottest team in college football right now with recruiting and really nothing else going on. And then you would just add this. It's just more exposure. You get more of that power T everywhere.
I can tell you right now, it's definitely not embarrassing to your program.
Yeah.
It's not embarrassing. And then one of his coworkers responded that he doesn't want to align himself with Barstool. I would just like to point out that Tennessee has at least the equal amount of a bad history of women as Barstool. Yeah, well, and we still support Tennessee, and you still talk about Tennessee every day.
Barstool is a licensed...
They're a licensed affiliate. They can sell UT stuff. And I mean, you can argue about, I'm not here to tell you how great and good Barstool is because, there's, you know, plenty. I think that they could probably improve. And I'm not just talking about how they treat women, but I mean, they're not this misogynistic company that a lot of people would have you believe they are. Have they treated women poorly? I'm sure they have. Have they treated women great? Yes, they have.
But I feel like they also treat men that way too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Is like, I don't think it's a misogynistic thing, as much as there are people involved in Barstool and people who are fans of Barstool that can be dicks. And just like there are people at WNML and people who are fans of WNML that can be dicks.
Yep.
Careful to people who are involved at UT and are fans of UT who can be dicks. That doesn't mean you shouldn't associate yourself with a program because of your or someone you cheer for shouldn't be associated with or talk about because of your perception of it, especially if that perception just isn't correct. Just did not think that was correct or fair, and now he wants to be a fan of the Coach Dougs thing.
Yeah, I just don't like you're the flagship station,
right?
And it seemed like it was just like, oh, I don't like this because they're getting more attention than we are. What it looked like to me.
The good news is pretty much seems like him and one other person who has now changed their mind was the only one that didn't like it at the station.
Okay, that's...
So that's good. Seemed like everybody else was like, I mean, we could... Like, it didn't seem like anybody else cared about it at all.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you don't care, that's fine, but don't say it's an embarrassment because that's not true at all.
Exactly. I had one stupidity that was, or a few at least. Jameis was one of them. He was wearing his Saints helmet. Did he just go steal that out of the locker room, or did he buy one online?
Probably.
And then he was practicing with his steel pipe, throwing a football steel with pipe. Receiver gloves on. I don't know what he was.
That's wearing. What they call it nowadays.
Yeah,
that's weird. I'm just like, at least if you're going to swing it like a bat, get a bat.
Right, that too.
What about Tom Crean tweeting about how Tennessee was going to get beat by Georgia? That's a hot, or that's a freezing cold take.
Well,
old takes exposed.
Didn't work out for you.
No.
I think that might be all I have.
I don't have any more. I did want to share you this. Did you see this guy robbing a store who didn't have arms and he was holding a gun with his feet?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, honestly. Just give him the shit at that point. You earned it.
Yeah. That's...
That's not even...
Actually, like, the other side of me is kind of like, you know what? Pull that trigger. See if you can. Bad.
If just
test his limits.
If you're able to, you get it. Like, you get the body. That's fine. Oh, that's all I've got for security.
I think that's all I got, too. Did you see where the NCAA has pushed back recruiting?
Deadline's going a little bit farther?
Yep.
What's the date?
July 31st.
Okay.
End of July.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to have visitors on campus right now.
Yeah, I think visitors are going to probably come as, like, it's going to be, you know, I think it was more prominent where people were taking visits in the summer and getting everything kind of done with as their season went on, but it looks like now you're going to have to visit during the fall.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's probably a good measure to take if you're trying to get athletes back on campus. Probably limit the things you can. In today's world, with the communication you have, I don't think, you know, making visitors push back. I know summer dates can be important to some athletes, but I think everything will kind of work itself out after that. Some just schedules will have to change. I don't think it's anything serious. So, it is what it is.
Yep.
Guys, we appreciate y'all listening. I do want to remind you about Vols Tales with Chris Weathered. You can watch that on YouTube, Facebook. There's a link on Twitter if you're on Twitter. There's a link on Instagram if you're on Instagram. Make sure you check those out. We've got another one coming up this weekend. Like I said, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy it. If you got anything for us, let us know. Like I said, we'll see if we can do it.
Yep.
I don't know for sure, but we're here to bring content to you all. So just tell us what you got. DM us, message us, whatever. Let us know. If you're on Twitter, tag us. Tell us who you want to be on Vol Tales. Tag them.
Yeah. We'll get them on there.
Yeah.
Hop in those DMs.
Exactly. So let us know who you guys want to see, your favorite Vol athletes that you'd want to hear talk on Vol Tales. That would be great. We appreciate y'all listening. Like, share, retweet, subscribe, follow, do all that. Visit Hound Dogs, Tennessee Tap House. Head on over to Bet Now. Anything you need, they've got for you.
Yep. Check out Commercial Bank also. And then we have a winner. Ooh. So the $25 gift certificate to Hound Dogs. The winner is William Anderson.
William Anderson. Nice.
Not to be confused with, I think it's Ron Anderson, the AD at ASU.
Ah, yeah. Wrong. So,
yeah.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that to you, Will.
Yeah.
Or Bill.
Yeah, or Bill. So go, if you want to cash that in, email BobbyC@VolunteerRoadshow.com or BillyRatliff@VolunteerRoadshow.com within a week to claim your prize. Guys, that's all we got. It's been a good show.
It has. Appreciate you guys.
We're bringing the boat in, and we out.